It's been pointed out many times that it's strange that in the middle of Sefer Nezikin of the Rambam, so you have a group of halachas called Gzela Ve'Aveda. Sefer Nezikin in the Rambam is a very logical order. It goes from like bad to worse to worse to worse. Starts off with Nizkei Mammon, where, okay, fine, I attack your cow. It's not the end of the world, right? Then after that, you have Geneva, where I attack you, but I do it very stealthily. There's no violence or anything. Then Gzela is armed robbery. That's, you know, whatever. That's in your face. I grab it from you, and that's Gzela. You have Chavala, where you actually punch the guy and you injure him. And then after that is Ritzicha. But in the middle of Gzela, so we have Gzela Ve'Aveda. Why? What's Aveda doing in the middle of Sefer Nezikin? So obviously there's a commonality. First of all, every Gzela is also an Aveda, right? When something is stolen from you, it's also lost. It's not in your Rishus. But more to the point is that every Gzela, every Aveda, has what we call Chiv HaShava, and that's why we learned Deilu Metzias last man, and we're carrying on with Gzela this man, and there's a lot of overlap, there's a lot of commonality in the ideas of HaShava of Gzela and HaShava of Aveda. Now, HaShava's Aveda is in this week's Parsha. And Rav Hirsch has a very, very interesting question. He asks about HaShavas Aveda. He says, if you take a look at the mitzvah right before HaShavas Aveda, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah right before is Kikavar Tikburenu Bayoy Mahu. There's a mitzvah of Kvuras Ameis. You have to bury a person after he dies, and right after that, you have the mitzvah of HaShavas Aveda. Placement is interesting. Says Rav Hirsch, because the two have exactly the same yesod. When a person dies, he loses the greatest aveda that a person could ever lose. What's a person's greatest possession? His body. You know, people think, you know, if I have a mansion, okay, so that's great. You know, I have a place to live, it's a lap of luxury, I have a really nice car, yeah? Or all kinds of machines. I lose them, they're stolen from me. All right, that's a tragedy. But a person's goof, a person's body, it's the greatest gift that you could ever have. It lets you talk, it lets you walk, it lets you move, it lets you think, it lets you do everything. Person loses that aveda, his neshama loses his goof, and the rest of the people, you know, has that goof, so then you've got to be meshed the aveda. But you can't really do that, not until tchias ha-meson. But what you have to do is, just like if you find somebody's cow, you find somebody's car, you find somebody's watch, you have to treat it respectfully as if he was here. You have to take care of your brother, even though he's not around to take care of his stuff. So when your brother is not here to take care of his goof, so you have to treat that goof with dignity. It's the idea of looking out for your fellow Jew. The idea of Rav Hirsch. You take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, he seems to have another answer, another shot to this question as to why you put together Kavura and why you put together HaShavas Aveda. He first of all goes into the pshat in HaShavas Aveda, which is Stamazay, a very nice Musa Shmuz. He says that the mitzvah is Sheniya Zehirim B'HaShavas Aveda L'Bailim V'chol Zemidarkei HaChesed V'Rachamim. You have to treat people with chesed. You have to have compassion when they lose their things. There's a mitzvah leisucha leisalem, that you see somebody else's aveda, you can't ignore it. And he says here, it's not only a din in HaShavas Aveda. It's a din v'haftal reyecha kameicha, that when there's something that needs to be done for somebody else, you can't ignore it. Back in the day where there used to be such a thing called a payphone or a public phone, and the phone would often ring, you know. Are you allowed to walk by it? Or is it a problem of leisucha lesalim? Somebody needs that phone call. Somebody is calling on the other end. By just walking by and not answering the phone, you're being coarse. You're being insensitive to the person who's calling, the person who needs the call. It happens in my house all the time. It's ringing, they'll call back. Not nice. Leisucha lesalim. But the Rabbeinu Bechaya goes on, and this is where you get the link between Kavura and Hashavas Aveda. He says, Imtaskil Aid. You want to be more intelligent about it. He means like deeply intelligent, like, you know, metaphysically intelligent, I would say. B'mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Tzimtza ki yesh bar remez v'yaseirus l'inyin t'chias ha-mason. There's a hint and there's an awakening about the inyan of Tchias HaMesim. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu machzir aveda lebailav ba'achris hayomim. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give back the aveda to the bailam. Here we do it the opposite way. In Rabbeinu Bechaya's world, you're returning the neshama to the guf. The neshama is the aveda. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Meshiv Aveda, and he's going to give back the Neshama to the Guf Ba'achris Hayomim. Sheyoshuv Kol Echad L'Gairol Ha'arishayin. Every person Tchias HaMesim is going to get back his Neshama like he should have had in the beginning. Interesting. He's identifying the person as the Guf, not as the Neshama. Which, if you learn enough Svarim, you see that a guf is not just a shell. A guf has its own positive properties in and of itself. It needs to be rectified. It needs to be rejuvenated. La'achris ayamim. But that's the idea. Hashavas Aveda is Tchias HaMesim. Hashavas Aveda is what's going to happen after Kvura. The guf is going to get back its Aveda. It's going to get back its Neshama. That's the remez. Okay, but is it just a nice vart? That just like you have a person and a person loses his watch, so I give it back to him? So too, when the guf loses its neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it back to the guf? Well, maybe there's something deeper going on over here. That Hashavas Aveda and Hashavas Aveda is a Tchias HaMesim. When you give somebody back his Aveda, when you give somebody back his Gzela, you are being Mechaya Mason. And if that's true, which I really think that it is, so that's something that we could relate to every day of our lives, and it's something that can empower us every day as we go through anything. I always think to myself, you know, every year somebody tells me something that, you know, gives me a lot of nachas. It usually happens more than once, Baruch Hashem, but like a particular incident that I can think of last year, it happened after Bein Hazmanim. I don't remember when it was that I said this thing, whether it was a question and answer that I had with the guys last year, or whether it was during one of these Chumash Shiurim, or whether it was during a regular Gemara Shiur. But somebody must have asked me the question, you know, how does Rebbe rejuvenate, or how does Rebbe, you know, energize himself during Bein Hazmanim? And I said back to the guys, I don't energize myself during Bein Hazmanim. Bein Hazmanim is like, you know, to chill out and relax. I'm tired after the Zman. You relax. Energize myself during Bein Hazmanim. I have much more energy during the Zman than I do during Bein Hazmanim. During the Zman, I'm hacking a Rajba, I'm hacking a Ritva, I have to say Shiurim, I have to get up, I have to talk to people, right? Loads of energy during the Zman. Bein Hazmanim? Okay, you know, thaw out, chill out, relax a little bit. Go to the swimming pool. The Nachas came when somebody came back after Bein Hazmanim and said, you know, I was really thinking about what you said, about having more energy during the Zman, and you're 100% right. I said, okay, fine. Do people make a mistake? There's a word called amechaya. Everybody's a machaya. What's a machaya? A machaya is, you know, you go into a whirlpool, a sauna, take a beer. In 2020's English, a machaya is a sick chill. That's what a machaya is. But if you think about what the word really means, a mechaya doesn't mean a sick chill. A mechaya means that it makes you more alive. Mechaya. It's mechaya you. Mechaya mason. Want to know what a mechaya is? I don't suggest you do this, but I got a video from my son who lives in America over Ben Azmanim. Good thing he sent it to me afterwards. Okay, fine. A video with music and everything like that. You know, they're going up in an airplane, him and like seven guys or whatever it is, and each one has their partner, and you know, like, and they jump. Skydiving. And you're going down, and you're swimming in the air, and you see their faces, and the... And you're with a professional guy, and he knows exactly when to hit the parachute, and you're fine and everything like that, but like, that's no sick chill. But it is a mechaya. Why? Because you don't appreciate life until you have at least the illusion that you're going to lose it. That's why everybody loves roller coasters. That's why everybody... all this stuff. You're alive. So all of my kids said, Abba, you're going to try it now? Some of them really do want to try it. You send me the video afterwards, okay? But I said to Alyssa, I really don't. I don't need it. I really don't need it. Because for me, the biggest mechaya is, the biggest tchias amesim, is when the zman starts again, I can come back to my Bava Kama, I can come back to my Rajba and my Ritva, and in all honesty, pounding it out, working it out, exerting energy, that's what's mechaya me more than anything else. Hashavas Aveda, Hashavas Gzela. It's not in this parak, it's later on in the Masechta. Kol HaGezel Pruta Me'ani Ki'ilu Neitelas Nafshay. You take a Shava Pruta from an Ani, you take a Shava Pruta really from anybody, I think. You killed him. I'll prove it to you. You ever lose something? You ever lose your suitcase and didn't show up on the flight? I did. It's a horrible feeling. It doesn't have to even be a suitcase. You can lose something stupid, you know, lose a voice recorder. Lose your watch, lose your glasses, you know. Not that you need them so much. Lose your yarmulke. Hey, you're going crazy. You look 17 times, where is it, where is it, where is it, where is it? But why? Because it's part of me, I lost the thing. There was one crazy comedian when I was growing up who said, when you lose things, you always go back at least 17 times to the place that it ought to be. Okay? It's not there, but you go again and again and again. And Zela, anybody ever have an experience that something was stolen from you? That is really the worst. I had a neighbor in Tellstone from Americans. They ended up moving back. I think that... definitely a big cause of it was they were broken into, and it wasn't even the stuff that was stolen, it was just the invasion that you went and you took my stuff. But when you give me back my stuff, when you meshiv my aveda, you give me back my pruta, you give me back that aveda that I was missing, you're mechayim me. You give me back my life. And when a person sits and learns Torah, you're also giving him back his Aveda. Everybody in their mother's womb learned Kala Torah Kula. It's really part of us. Intuitively, we still know it. We just have to jog our memories to get it back. That's a Tchias HaMesim. You show somebody that you always really appreciated that. It's there for you. You have that pshat in the Taisvis. And you see the light in his eyes go on. That's what happens when we learn Torah. The Tchias HaMesim. But it takes a lot of work. I always say it over at least, you know, once a year. But I remember growing up, there was a commercial, maybe 10 or 15 commercials like this, right? But it was a commercial for a beer. I don't remember which one. Miller, Budweiser, whatever, you know, one of those things. A bunch of guys, they're starting to play a basketball game. And they all get together, and, you know, the game heats up. And this guy, you know, whatever, blocks the other one's shot. And, you know, oh, this guy, and this guy fouls him flagrantly. And the other guy slam dunks in his face. And the other guy, well, there were no three-pointers back then. But in any case, At the end of the day, everyone is all tschmatted. They're all sitting and drenched and wet and everything. And they all pull out the beer, and you know, that's the end of the commercial. The spoof in the Canadian version was always, you know, they're always playing hockey, right? And then one guy checks the guy a little too hard, and he falls, and he gets up, and he punches the guy in the face. And the other guy slams him back, and at the end of the commercial, none of them have any teeth, but they're all drinking beer. Nowadays, I think it would be a different commercial. Nowadays, you would have some fat guy sitting in a, you know, in a jacuzzi, eating chalent, and drinking a beer. But that's a sick chill. It's not a mechaya. In order to have a mechaya, you got to be alive. You got to come in and you got to pound, and you have to enjoy the pounding, and you get the result. That's how you mechaya mason. That's how you excite yourself. That's how you re-energize yourself. That's how you make yourself into a beast. And that's really what we have to be doing every single day. Hashavas Aveda, Hashavas Gzela, it's getting back your neshama. It's getting back a piece of your life. And that's what Limud HaTorah is also. Getting back a piece of your life that you always had, and it's still there. But it takes work. It takes pounding. You can't do it in a jacuzzi. That's a sick chill. But it's not a mechaya. Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah that we have to do for every Jew. But it's certainly a mitzvah that we have to do for ourselves. So, nice of Thursday. Have your cholent, maybe not in the jacuzzi, but beginning of the week and all through Shabbos, make sure you pound it out, because that's how the real Hashavas Aveda, Hashavas Gzela happens. That's what Mechaya Mason is. That's what Hashav Teshivim is all about. Have a good Shabbos.